This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
My privilege and honor to be with you today, because long ago I answered my chosen calling and talent, which is all about giving help and assistance to the sick and infirm and those who want to stay healthy. It is awesome. It's fabulous to participate in a radio show forum such as this, where sick people tune in to get healthy naturally. And well people to stay that way. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm here in the capacity of helping you whenever and wherever I can in the area of health. All you have to do is go to your telephone, think about what's going on with your health or the health of somebody that you care about, and you want to call into the show. I'll do my best to answer your question on the topic of health. Or if you want to make a health-related comment, that's fine, too. Riveting or lame, doesn't matter. The number, 888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. 1-888-553-7262 is our call-in phone number. Now, last hour, I began a conversation about how a very common and inexpensive mineral is found to help reverse diseases like diabetes and heart disease. Recent studies show that boosting your level of magnesium in your diet with the foods you're eating or the supplements you're taking can absolutely help reduce your risk factors for diabetes and heart disease, such as inflammation and high blood pressure that are associated with both of those diseases. It's not that hard. And you might say to yourself, well, I don't have a magnesium deficiency. Well, guess what? If you're part of the 70% of the population who does, you do. You may not have known about it. You can't look down at your wrist and see a gauge on your wrist that says, okay, need magnesium, like on the idiot light board on your car where it says put oil in or water or gasoline. No. You have to find out the hard way by developing symptoms that you may not know that are related to magnesium deficiency, which I will give you here in a moment. But the findings of a study which appeared in the Journal of the American Heart Association suggest that magnesium supplementation, nutritional supplements that contain magnesium, could help protect people from coronary heart disease, sudden cardiac death, or other cardiovascular events. Experts believe that magnesium, which is easily found and it's inexpensive, helps protect against heart disease by reducing inflammation, which is associated with atherosclerosis or hardening of the arteries. Magnesium also helps improve circulation by regulating blood pressure. High blood pressure, of course, we all know, or we should know, is the silent killer, and that can generate the risk of heart disease and stroke. And when it comes to diabetes, which is on fire here in the United States and other industrialized countries, researchers have observed that diabetics, or even those who are pre-diabetic, which is a large number, over 100 million people in the United States are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. That's the prediction. But it's been observed by researchers that diabetics tend to have low magnesium status or levels, or are prone to magnesium deficiency compared to non-diabetics, or somebody who's got perfect blood sugar levels. A study by researchers from Brazil's Federal University of Bahia found that 75% of people with type 2 diabetes have magnesium deficiency. Some studies indicate that magnesium plays a role in diabetes by affecting insulin's sensitivity. And according to clinical trials, low magnesium levels are linked to a higher risk of insulin resistance, a precursor to type 2 diabetes. Insulin resistance occurs when there's too much blood sugar circulating inside your body. The pancreas responds to this by releasing more insulin to induce cells to take up the sugar from the blood. But over time, these cells become resistant to the insulin and stop responding to it. Sort of like, you know, there's a knock on the door. Now you can go over to the door and open the door up and respond to it, or just ignore it. Well, that's sort of what insulin resistance is about. Your body knows that it must pull that sugar out of the bloodstream and utilize it as energy. Otherwise, it's poison circulating. When you develop insulin insensitivity, the insulin no longer works, and the key doesn't fit in the lock to open the door anymore, and it just continues to poison you. Magnesium can help in that response. Therefore, someone with low magnesium is likely to experience a wide range of symptoms. Now listen to this and see if this makes any sense to you, because if your level of this all-important mineral is low, you may have one or more of these symptoms and may not even realize it was related to magnesium. And I realize some of these are generic, but nonetheless, you should know about it. Number one, some people with loss of appetite. That can be related to a magnesium deficit in your diet. Nausea, fatigue, weakness, tingling. Now, obviously, there are other reasons for these symptoms, too, but what if, just what if it were something as simple as eating more magnesium-rich foods, which I'll tell you about here in a moment, or taking a magnesium supplement, which is so inexpensive, but there's a lot of them on the market. Which one's the best? I'll tell you. Cramps, muscle cramps. Oh, yeah, Charlie horses, especially like at night, nocturnal. Numbness, even seizures can be related to low magnesium status. Abnormal heart rhythms, like AFib, which everybody seems to have these days. Personality changes, and of course, coronary spasms. Having low magnesium levels can lead to just so many different things, including lower calcium and potassium, because these all can be disrupted by a low magnesium status. Now, some of the foods that you should be focusing on that can absolutely help with getting your magnesium that you need on a regular basis that you may not otherwise be getting because you don't know which foods to eat to get magnesium. And about 70%, I'm going to repeat this, about 70% of everyone in the United States adults are low in magnesium. If we tested 100 people, 70 of them would have low magnesium status. That's what the experts tell us, and I believe it to be true. So what foods should you eat? What foods should be included in your diet to ensure that you're getting adequate amounts of magnesium? We'll start with pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds have a plentiful amount of magnesium in them, along with other things. Chia seeds. Almonds are full of magnesium. You have magnesium in spinach. Cashews. These should be raw. Edamame. Lots of magnesium there. Brown rice. Kidney beans. If you eat meat, chicken breast. Plain yogurt. green leafy vegetables. I mean, you've got a lot of foods that if your lifestyle was adequate enough to include good foods, healthy foods, non-processed foods, whole foods, your magnesium level would probably be fine. Now, some people just can't find that, or they need more than others because we have all biochemical individuality, which means that some people need more, some people need less. And some people might be saying by now, well, okay, I'm convinced. I'll start eating more of those foods and maybe take a supplement, but I don't know which one to take. Well, here's a good suggestion, because not all magnesiums do matter. Some are just inadequate. Some are cheap. I would recommend you take a look at something called Bioactive Magnesium Complex. Write that down. Bioactive Magnesium Complex by a company by the name of Terry Naturally Vitamins. That's magnesium bisglycinate. It's a better form of magnesium for assimilation and absorption. Magnesium bisglycinate chelate by Terry Naturally Bioactive Magnesium Complex. We'll be right back.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magaroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally, the award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, that Brito concert was great, by the way. Welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the show and appreciate you so much telling other people to do the same. Simply jot down the call letters of the radio station you're listening to right now, the frequency on the radio dial, the time of the day, and pass that on to as many people as you can, especially your social media platforms and your sick friends and loved ones, so they, too, have the opportunity to learn about all these healthy things we talk about here on this show week in, week out. All right. And it also, know, too, that during the 40 to 50 minutes or so left in, about 40 minutes left in the show, you still have the opportunity to call into the program and have your health question answered. Our toll-free number into the program nationwide, 888-553-7262, 888-55-DR-BOB, or 1-888-553-7262. Open questions on the topic of health or health-related comments, including COVID questions. All right, it's time now, ladies and gentlemen, for the health alternative of the week. The health alternative of the week. Is a health alternative of the week, and I might add, delicious. This week's health alternative of the week is called Mango Coconut Superfood Smoothie by NOKA, N-O-K-A. That's the company that makes this week's health alternative of the week, Mango Coconut Superfood Smoothie. It is so good. Have you ever looked down at the dry energy bars you're now eating? Some people go, oh, I don't want these energy bars. They taste like cardboard. I wish I had something else. Well, this is maybe that something else, a refreshing, healthy smoothie instead. Give those dry bars a break, won't you? NOKA Smoothie to the rescue. They source the highest quality organic ingredients, research the most nutritious blends, and taste test every single flavor to make sure they are delicious. That's what we're talking about. This week's health alternative of the week, NOKA, N-O-K-A, smoothies. My favorite is the mango coconut superfood smoothie, a delicious blend of mango, known as the happy fruit, by the way. Maybe that's why I ate so many mangoes. With a creamy coconut that quenches cravings, along with camu camu that comes from the Amazon rainforest, a red cherry-like superfruit rich in vitamin C, beta carotene, potassium, and amino acids. With added flaxseed, that contain vitamin C, antioxidants, and omega-3 to sustain your energy, this smoothie will boost your energy and mood with a single squeeze. 0 grams of sugar, 600 milligrams of omega-3, with 5 grams of quality protein. They are delicious plant-based smoothies for on-the-go or anytime snack. Try other flavors as well. I'm preferencing here the mango coconut super smoothie from NOKA because I like that the best. But these are also, by the way, just so you know, no refrigeration needed. They're gluten-free. They're vegan, non-GMO, and they're USDA organic. By now, if your mouth is watering, that would be normal. You're probably wondering where, how do I get a hold of this week's health alternative of the week, meaning an alternative to something that you may be currently doing that you're bored with or is not so healthy for you. That's why we call this the health alternative of the week. You can find this week's health alternative of the week called Mango Coconut Superfood Smoothie by a company by the name of NOKA, N-O-K-A. It is available at all natural grocers stores nationwide. Now, natural grocery stores have about almost 160 stores. I think it's about 159 stores and growing all the time. naturalgrocers.com is their website where you can find out how to obtain this week's health alternative of the week from a company by the name of Noka, N-O-K-A. Their delicious line of superfood smoothies. We're highlighting the mango coconut nut because it's my favorite. Yes, I'm biased. I'm prejudiced on it. But when you taste it, you'll be thanking me for it. You'll understand. This week's health alternative of the week, the mango coconut superfood smoothie from Noka. Get it at any natural grocer's store near where you live or work, or hit their website at naturalgrocers.com. Naturalgrocers.com. All right, still to come on today's program, in the pipeline, we have the health outrage of the week. That'll be followed by the product recall of the week. We also have a top 10 states for the worst health care. You'll find out if you live in a state where that's going on this hour. And we'll finish off with the health mystery of the week. Now, I found this really interesting. I don't know about you, but there is a place where they have achieved 99% total vaccination, fully vaccinated. Can you guess where that is? 99% of the people in this place are fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated, Gibraltar. Gibraltar is a British territory occupying a narrow peninsula of Spain's southern Mediterranean coast, just northeast of the Straits, the Strait of Gibraltar. You've heard of that, on the east side of the Bay of Gibraltar. They are 99% fully vaccinated in this British territory. They have recently been experiencing a 2,500% increase of COVID cases. Now, you know, everybody talks about getting to herd immunity. You know, if we could just, I remember years ago, if we can, you know, with all kinds of other viruses, measles, mumps, chicken, whatever it may be, if we could just get to 51%, we can get to herd. No, no, no. Okay, move the goalposts. So if we can get to 60%, we'll get herd immunity. Just get out there and get that vaccine. If you just get to 70%, of COVID, isn't that what President Biden said? If we can just get to 70% of fully vaccinated, we'll get to a herd immunity, because that's based on the fact that there's a whole lot of other people who have already had COVID infections and are naturally immune to getting the COVID virus. Well, here you have a British territory that's 99% vaccine compliant, and they're having a 2,500% increase in COVID cases. I mean, this has got to be frustrating for a lot of people. Prior to the Gibraltar government mass vaccinating its people for COVID-19, the case rate was low, and things were normal. After everyone rolled up their sleeves and got injected, however, sickness and death are skyrocketing there. So much for the whole theory of vaccinations. Wow. This is incredible. It's another example of why herd immunity may never be achieved with another respiratory viral illness. No more so than the common cold. Herd immunity. Yeah, we can get to that, but it's not going to be through vaccination. That's for sure. All right, coming up is the Health Outrage of the Week. Stay tuned. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone, because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret
for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress, to your sleep rescue. Call toll free 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Everybody's gonna make mistakes, but everybody's got a choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. When are you taking yours? What are you waiting for?
You happen to be listening to the largest radio health talk show in America today. And we are thanking you in large part for all of that. Help us help others. And also the growth of this show by inviting your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors to listen into the show. They can hear it on the radio station you're listening to. Jot down the call letters, the frequency on the dial, time of the day. Pass it on to as many people as you can. And if for some reason you can't get the show, let's say you're going out of the country or you're driving and you're out of the signal, there's always live streaming audio right there on my website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com, for live streaming audio of this show, all 3 hours of it every single week. If you need to, best place to be, however, is the station you're listening to. All right, let's now go to this week's installment of, wait for it, the Health Outrage of the Week.
It's time for the Health Outrage, because it's nothing but...
Did you happen to notice how Alex hit that post right where he needed to hit it? Yes, indeed. All right, it's time for the Health Outrage of the Week. Well, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, well, they're admitting they did, overcount Florida's COVID cases. The agency revises down the state's weekend numbers from reporting initially 28,000 people to 19,000. That's a huge discrepancy. what is that, if my math is correct, 9,000 they got wrong on the reporting of the cases in Florida, but they offer no explanation after falsely claiming record infections. Now, there may be record infections going on there, but they've got some major fuzzy math going on, too, beefing up the numbers to make Florida look as bad as they possibly can. That's what some experts believe. Now, the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, CDC, has quietly, and in the dark of night, updated Florida's COVID-19 figures after accusations of overcounting earlier this week. The Florida Department of Health, DOH, accused the CDC of misreporting the state's weekend COVID numbers. Now, the federal agency had posted 28,317 new COVID cases were recorded in the Sunshine State, a record high that was reported by multiple media outlets. However, the Department of Health in Florida stated that the true total was around 15,319 cases, indicating an overcount of more than 13,000. On Wednesday, the CDC updated Florida's new cases to 23,958 for Friday, 21,487 for Saturday, and 19,584 on Sunday. You keeping all this straight? Quietly admitting that the State Department of Health was right, but did not offer an explanation as to why. Surprise, surprise, more chaos out of the CDC. The reason for these different figures is unknown, and the CDC did not immediately respond to a request for an explanation. Well, you know, what I'm hearing now is outrageous as well, and that is when people come in, you're hearing all these things, well, all these cases that we're finding of COVID infections are of the unvaccinated. It's just all the unvaccinated people. They're what's driving this pandemic. Come to find out that, like in other places that are pushing hard on the vaccine mandate, which is coming down the pipeline here, when people show up sick, if they've been vaccinated, they don't test them. They don't bother to test them, therefore they don't have to report them. And so somebody walks in the door and they're unvaccinated, they test them and they report it. That's what's going on, folks. It's what's happening. And it's not fair, and you should know about it. Now, does it happen universally everywhere? No, but it's happening a lot. And experts are very concerned about this because there's obviously an agenda behind it. So 10 people walk through the door and say, I'm sick. I think I have COVID. They have all the classic symptoms. They're asked if they're vaccinated. When they say yes, fully vaccinated, they don't test them for the infection. They just assume that they have it, and they just start treatment. 10 more people come through the door in the emergency room of the hospital. They have symptoms like COVID, and they're asked what their status is. Vaccinated or not, if they say unvaccinated, they test them. Oh, yeah, you do have COVID. Let me report that right away. You see how this is working? You see how this is unfolding? It's sort of like the, what was that statement? It's statistics. No, lies, damn lies, and statistics. That's what could be going on here. Manipulation of the information to feed to you to get the movement of those people who are recalcitrant about vaccination. That 40% of you outliers that are crazy. And I read this article also that when they polled, they found that people that are in that 40%, and again, this radio show does not advocate for or against vaccinations. We don't tell people to get vaccinated. We don't tell people not to get vaccinated. We bring news to you that you may not hear anywhere else, that's for sure. And it may sound controversial, but it's not meant to be controversial for the sake of being controversial. It's just news. You have to sort through it. You have to figure it out. You have to figure out what's right, what's wrong, and then make a good decision on what you decide to do for your own health. And I hope you do that rather than relying on the art and the philosophy of a flawed science, the flawed science of medicine and healthcare in general, because what we do as doctors is guesswork. We guess a lot. We hope we get it right, but we still guess a lot. And hopefully we'll guess right more often than not, but when we do get it wrong, we hope that it's not life-threatening or it will injure you in the process. Yeah, it's a fine line, folks. I get it. When we come back, the product recall of the week, followed by the top 10 states for worst health care, right here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Scientific studies continue to remind us all that getting deep restorative sleep every night is as important to staying healthy as getting regular exercise and eating nutritious food. At bedtime, if you have trouble falling asleep within 20 minutes or wake up during the night and have trouble getting back to sleep, you are not alone because 70 million Americans suffer with sleep problems. Old, worn out, or poorly designed mattresses are primary reasons for sleep problems. Dr. Bob Martin here to share my family's secret for the best possible sleep you can achieve. It's called Cairo Slumber Mattress. Cairo Slumber Mattresses use advanced technology to provide the best support and temperature control for a perfect sleep environment. Say goodbye to sore muscles, back and neck and joint pain. Tossing and turning all night? Gone. Cairo Slumber Mattress, to your sleep rescue. Call toll free 888-958-2008. 888-958-2008 or CairoSlumber.com. Free shipping, too.
Yeah, you can be the greatest. You can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world. You can beat the war. You can talk the guy go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up. You can beat the clock. Yeah. You can move a mountain. You can break rocks. You can be a master. Don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Hey, welcome. to this radio show called The Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning in and telling others. We're here 3 hours every single week for you. If you miss any time of it, you can get into the podcast library as of the Wednesday. By Wednesday of this week, you'll be able to get in there and hear all 3 hours of the show. All right, let's get to this week's product recall of the week. Here we go. The product recall of the week. Well, nearly 60,000 pounds of frozen raw chicken products sold at Aldi and other stores recalled. Serenade Foods, that's the company. Serenade Foods is recalling 60,000 pounds of frozen, raw, breaded, and pre-browned stuffed chicken products that could be contaminated with Salmonella enterotitis. The U.S. Food and the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service announced this week products were produced on February 24th through the 25th, 2021, and were shipped to distributors across the United States. And there's all kinds of products involved in this, which I'm not going to name, but some people, you know, because these are frozen products, they could be still in your freezer cabinet. And that's a concern. So if you have a frozen food, chicken-related products sold at Aldi's and other food places, food stores, by Serenade Foods, you might want to check with where you purchased it and make sure that particular food product is not on this list of contaminated food. And get to that sooner rather than later. We don't want anybody getting sick. All right, we move right from that to the top 10 worst healthcare states in the U.S. Here we go. All right, in order to determine where Americans receive the highest quality and lowest quality health services at the best prices, WalletHub compared 50 states and the District of Columbia across 44 key measures of healthcare cost, accessibility, and outcome. Last week, we had for you the best states for healthcare. If you missed that, you can go into the podcast library at drbob.com and hear it. But here we go. Number 10 on the list of worst states for healthcare, Alabama. Number 9, Louisiana. Number 8, Arkansas. Number 7 on the list of top 10 worst states for healthcare, Mississippi. Number 6 on the list, North Carolina. Number 5, Oklahoma. Number 4, Wyoming. Number 3 on the list of top 10 worst states for healthcare, West Virginia. Number, let's see, where are we? Number 2 on the list, Nevada. And number 1 on the list will be Missouri. So there you have it, the top 10 worst states for healthcare list. All right, now let's get to your phone calls. Again, next up, we say hello to Ellen, who's calling in from Florida. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Ellen. Hello.
Yes, how are you today, Doctor?
I'm doing well. What can I do for you?
I'd like to know how to increase serotonin levels naturally. People with depression, anxiety, how can you do it naturally with diet and supplements?
Mm-hmm. Good question. Yeah, it's a good question because a lot of people do have the need for this. One, you already hit it. You need to find a way to eat more anti-inflammatory foods because the more inflammatory foods you eat, the less likely your gut will be to handle the conversion to send messages from your gut to your brain. We call it the gut-brain axis to generate serotonin. Now, those inflammatory foods to stay away from would be red meat and dairy foods, margarine, fried foods, sugar, caffeine. These are all things that are inflammatory, and the more you take in, the more it'll mess up your serotonin. Exercise helps your body with serotonin. Sunlight is very important to the generation of serotonin. And serotonin, folks, being a neurotransmitter that impacts your hormones, your endocrine system, your sleep cycle, your digestion. It has so many different effects on your entire body. Now, if you can't or won't do any of those things, or you're poorly able to do it, Ellen, you can also take it supplementally. There are supplements available in health food stores that raise the body's serotonin level naturally. You may have heard about some of them. One is called tryptophan. It's an amino acid that gently and naturally raises your serotonin level. There's also a more synthetic version of it available in health food store, serotonin, called 5-HTP serotonin. So you have choices, but really the lifestyle choice is the better. The anti-inflammatory foods, the exercise, the sunlight, and then if you want to supplement with the tryptophan or 5-HTP tryptophan, you can. All right, Ellen, I thank you for your phone call. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please, feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally. The award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
All right, looks like we're in the final stretch of this hour and this weekend of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We absolutely appreciate you tuning into the program and telling others to do the same thing. So if you're just tuning into the program, you missed a lot. But the good news is you can pick it up in the podcast library over on my website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com, podcast library, which is really the last button at the top of the page. Easy to find. And, of course, stay apprised of all the latest breaking news on that website as well throughout the week. Time now for the health mystery of the week. Wow. A bio-inspired, blood-repelling tissue glue that could seal wounds very quickly. For their new tissue glue, researchers once again drew inspiration from the natural world. This time they focused their attention on the barnacle, a small crustacean that attaches itself to rocks, ship hulls, you've seen it perhaps, if you've been anywhere near the ocean, and even other animals such as whales and other animals. These surfaces are wet and often dirty, conditions that make adhesion difficult to seal bleeding tissues. You must fight with not only wetness, but also the contamination from this ongoing blood. So if somebody has a wound and they've got a, you know, they've had a trauma, they've been in the dirt and there's dirt all over it, or they've been traumatized, now they're bleeding and somehow the body has to bring enough platelets to that area to stop the bleeding. Well, they found that this crustacean creature living in a marine environment is doing exactly the same thing that we have to do to deal with complicated bleeding issues. The researchers' analysis of barnacle glue revealed that it has a unique composition. The sticky protein molecules that help the barnacles attach to the surfaces are suspended in an oil that repels water and any contaminants found on the surface, allowing the adhesion proteins to attach firmly to the surface. The MIT team decided to try to mimic this glue by adapting an adhesive they had previously developed. The sticky material consists of a polymer called polyacrylic acid embedded with an organic compound called NaH ester, which provides adhesion, and chitosan, which we've talked about on the show, a sugar that strengthens the material. So here they have been able to isolate in nature an animal that secretes something to attach to other surfaces, and now by studying that and sort of reverse engineering, we'll be able to stop bleeding in big wounds and wounds that don't stop very easily. Mysterious as it sounds, it is the health mystery of the week. Be well next week. We'll be talking to you.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.